I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. What National Public Radio listeners have in common is a keen interest in ideas, intellectual curiosity, and a thirst for knowledge. But where does this need to know come from? What makes us curious? In this encore essay, Mary Baker reflects on the roots of her own insatiable curiosity, which, interestingly, began with a childhood visit to the zoo.
I believe in not knowing. It's awkward to admit because I'm a college professor. As a teacher and a mentor, I'm paid to know. How can a mentor not know? But I also do research, so I'm also paid not to know, to figure out answers to my own questions, and to know when I don't know. I remember the first time I didn't know. I was 8, and we were at the zoo. We were just about to go into the nursery to see some baby monkeys when I caught a dragonfly. My mom let me hold on to it while we visited the babies. As I stood in front of their cage, the monkeys began huddling together, staring directly at me. We laughed and wondered why they were behaving so strangely. My mom thought that they were afraid of the dragonfly. My brother said it was me. All I knew was that I didn't know. So I devised an experiment. I held the dragonfly where the monkeys couldn't see it. The babies began to relax and play. Then I held the dragonfly out for them to see. They hugged each other and stared. I repeated the experiment a few times, and the babies responded each time to the presence or absence of the dragonfly. It was so cool. I've had so many experiences like that. The natural world is a puzzle that I'm compelled to figure out. I embrace the joy of discovery, which emerges from the acceptance of not knowing. When I was 11, I unearthed some tiny eggs in our garden. I asked my brother what they were. "Eggs," he said. "Well, I knew that, but what kind of eggs?" "Some little animal," he said. I still didn't know. So I got an aquarium and nested the eggs in soil, keeping them moist like they'd been in the garden. And several days later, snails emerged. They were translucent, tiny slugs living in glass houses. I was fascinated. I cared for the baby snails, and after they'd grown, I returned them to the garden. I'm still willing not to know, and my life is rich with adventure. Now I study monkeys in Costa Rica. I want to understand what they know about their world. I wish I could talk to the monkeys, but I can't. So I have to be creative in how I study them, so that their thoughts are easier to read. Every day that I'm with them, I'm returned to my 8-year-old self, alive with fascination, curiosity, and excitement. The not knowing makes me work harder, think more creatively, and ask more questions. I believe that not knowing makes me a better scientist and scholar, and it drives me to continue learning. I believe not knowing is the fountain of youth.
Mary Baker is an anthropology professor at Rhode Island College. She has a special interest in understanding what factors influence patterns of behavior among white-faced capuchin monkeys in Costa Rica and in the conservation of non-human primates. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.